Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One reviewer of The Apathetic Old Man by Gregory MacLeod says the book addresses the great questions of life that often weigh heavily on our minds. Is this life real? Am I who I really think I am or not? Gregory illustrates the suffering that comes from failing to have a true understanding of life's purpose. It's a book packed with wisdom, clarity, faith, and relevant scripture that will help us through our trials on the path of understanding, meaning, and fulfillment. Gregory was born on Christmas Day, very shy as a young kid, often getting into trouble. By 14, a full-blown alcoholic and drug abuser. At 16, sent off to a psychiatric hospital, battling bipolar disease, in and out of rehab centers. Then he found some hope. The Apathetic Old Man, a book with short stories that are true, from Gregory MacLeod, our guest on today's This Week in America. Gregory, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thank you.
It is such an important message that you've been willing to share with people to excellent reviews in the book, The Apathetic Old Man. Let's talk about sort of maybe at the end of this, that everybody is concerned when you get into a situation spiraling out of control as yours was. What does it take to stay sober? Talk about that, because for so many people, it's really a long process, isn't it?
It's a long process, but it's a rewarding process. It's not a lot of work to stay sober. A lot of people think that I can't do it. But I tell you, my friend, if you give yourself over to the care of God, God can make you and deliver you from anything that you're doing that may be causing you to spiral out of life.
And we'll talk about that during the program, because it's such an important part of Gregory's book, The Apathetic Old Man. And you really got the answer. You tried a number of times in and out of rehab before you got the answer. I mentioned that something happened. You got the answer that turned your life around. You're taking that message then, and you write this book. Talk about why you decided to write this book and share your very personal story with other people.
Well, the reason why I wrote the book is to reach out to other people without hope. I found hope, and if I could do it, anybody can do it. Like you said, I've been in alcoholic drug rehabs for 10 times, and I could never get it. But the last time I went, I was searching for an answer to my life's question, is why am I abusing drugs? Why am I using alcohol? And why can't I be like normal people, or like normal people that don't use? Why can't I do it? What makes me different? And I finally got a great vision of hope. And I got a spiritual awakening during my last rehab center.
Talk about that, because that's such an important part of your success and your recovery. How did that happen that made you realize this is spiritual and not all physical?
Well, we were sitting around in group at the last rehab. And the counselor asked two simple questions. What can we do here at the rehab to help you? And what do you want to get out of the rehab? And I was stunned, because I didn't know what to say. I didn't know what I needed. There was nothing there at the rehab that I needed. And as soon as I said that, I was released. It felt like weights fell off my eyes and fell off my body. And I felt a release of hope, knowing that now I know that it's not all physical, that this thing's spiritual. And I've got to fight this in order for me to get myself straight. trying to kill me. And I called God to come in and take care of it, and he did. But there was more to it than that. But I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it. But the spiritual awakening that I had was that God intervened in my life, and he delivered me from all the things of my self-will using in drugs and alcohol. And not only did he do that, he gave me a better hope. He showed me hope, and now I could live a normal life with that hope that God has given me, because opened my eyes to one thing. This life is not all physical. This life is spiritual. We got one chance to make it in this life. And what do you want to do to make your life count? And I figured that out. And God blessed me with it. And I said, I don't want to do this no more. I can't do it no more. I'm tired. I'm weak. And as soon as I did that, I lost all weights off my body, and God freed me and delivered me from alcohol and drugs.
It's an amazing story that Gregory tells in his book, The Apathetical Man. Gregory McLeod is our guest on the program. That's McLeod. His website is McLeodGregory.com. Book available there, of course, available at Amazon, ReadersMagnet.com, the usual places where books are available. An interesting title, The Apathetical Man. How did you come up with that title?
Well, I've always been a type of man that when I was using, always stayed numb. I stayed numb most of my life without any feelings. During deaths, I couldn't cry. I couldn't feel nothing. So the apathetical man is when I was leading a life of zombilization, which is doing drugs and drinking alcohol, where to a point that I was numb without any feelings or affection. So that's where the apathetical come from.
And again, the book is available wherever books are sold. Information available at Gregory's website. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to information on Gregory's book. You talked about spiritual awakening. Spent a couple minutes in talking about that. I want to go back there for a second because it's so important. What exactly do you mean by spiritual awakening? A lot of people struggling like you were. For you, the answer was spiritual awakening. Talk about that. What exactly do you mean by that?
Spiritual awakening is when you have a godly vision of a hope that's better than the hope that you have now. Okay. I'm telling you, my friend, everybody can have this hope. It's spiritual. It's free. You just got to work for it, and you got to take it while you got it. It's hope. It's spiritual. God has to intervene. You can't do it. You can't put a time limit on it. You can't make it happen. It just happens. But you got to have a desire in your heart, a fervent fire in your heart to stop using and stop using drugs and alcohol. Once you start that and you have that fervent fire in your heart to stop everything, to stop the drugs and alcohol and the way that you're living, then you will have a spiritual awakening.
And that story is so well told by Gregory because he lived it. It's his story that he's now sharing to help other people. Talk about how you went about stop using drugs.
When I stopped was the last time I was in rehab. It was my 10th time in rehab. And I told myself, they can't help me. They can't help me. I've been in rehab 10 times, and it's the same blah, blah, blah. And one day, I went to the counselor and told him, I said, I want to leave. I mean, y'all just ain't having me here. There's nothing here that I need. And he told me, he shut the door real quietly and told me, tell me what it is so I don't understand. I don't understand what you're talking about. But tell me that I'll understand. I thought all doctors knew that I was sick. But doctors don't know anything. You have to tell them. Just like when you go in for treatment or something, you got to tell them where you're hurting at.
Yes.
So you got to tell the doctors where you're hurting at. So same thing with the counselors or the doctors with drug abuse. You got to tell them where you're hurting. You got to come out and tell them where you're hurting. And when I stopped that, when I started being honest with the counselor, being honest with the doctors, just something come over me that was part of the spiritual awakening, but it was a part that I knew that it was wrong, and I was killing myself, and I was head to death. I was on a road to death. Jails and hospitals and rehabs have already passed my life. There was but one thing left, and it was death. I done lost my brother to a heroin overdose, and that had a part of me wanting to quit. I said my mother and father can't bear another death in the family. Actually my brother's death counted part of me stopping using, but I give the credit to God for the spiritual awakening that he gave me. But for me to stop using drugs, it wasn't that hard. I just stopped.
That's all.
It was a fervent desire in my heart,
yes,
to stop using and find hope. I got back in church. I started staying in church. I started fellowshipping in church. And that's where I've been, and that's what keeps me sober.
You talk in the book about that hope that you obviously want to share with everyone, and that really goes back to the spiritual aspect once again, doesn't it?
Yes, it sure does.
And that's the key that Gregory writes about so well in his book, The Apathetical Man by Gregory McLeod. His website is McLeod, McLeod, Gregory.com. Book, of course, available at readersmagnet.com. You'll find it as well at Amazon, logged into our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and link on directly. Gregory, how do you want this book to impact the readers? What message do you want them to take away from reading The Apathetical Man?
I want to give them hope. I want that book to give them hope. If it just saves one person from drug abuse, alcoholism, I've done my job. But hope is the biggest thing. Is I just hope it shares hope with them, and that it will open their heart and their eyes to what they're doing versus what they can do, which is live an abundant life and a good life.
Well, and you can do that by example. The book is incredibly relatable, The Apathetical Man by Gregory McLeod, our guest on the program. How long did it take you to write this book?
Well, it took about 15 years.
Wow. What was that process like? How difficult was it to go back and to relive these downtimes in your life?
Oh, it was tough. But it seemed like once I started writing the book, things just come to me. And I would put it on paper, no matter where I was at. If I was at a restaurant and something come to me, I put it on paper and put it in the book. But it would give me, I would get little pieces like that all the time for several years until I got the book ready to publish.
Do you consider yourself in remission now, or do you receive a healing of deliverance?
Well, I think I'm a
rehabilitated
rehabilitated
yes
drug user. I've I'm not in remission. I can't say that I'm remission because I don't even think about drugs no more, alcohol. I think I've been delivered, you would say. I've been delivered from drugs and alcohol.
It's an incredible story that Gregory has shared on the program today and in his book, The Apathetical Man. Getting the word out there to help other people, what's that been like for you? And then working with Reader's Magnet that has been there with you side by side to help you deliver this literally life-saving message.
It's been great. I've had a lot of clicks. I've had a lot of people asking about the book. I've had a lot of people asking personal questions, emails, visit my webpage. My webpage gives a lot of information.
Yes.
Information too, but yeah, it's been great. Reader's Magnet is awesome. They've led me on a good road towards getting this book out to the public.
And the book is The Apathetical Man. The author is Gregory McLeod. His website, by the way, is McLeodGregory.com. That's McLeodGregory.com. As he mentioned, a lot of great information on the website, in addition to being able to find out about the book and purchase the book through the website as well. Book also available at readersmagnet.com, available at Amazon. It's a powerful story, and it's going to help and has been helping a number of people. Gregory, a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you for coming on, sharing your background, sharing your story, talking about the book. It's been a pleasure to have you with us.
My pleasure.
Gregory McLeod, our guest on the program. The book is The Apathetical Man. Information, of course, on our website, This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.